This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bren, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Hello, and welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side. Brenda Rose filling in for both me and my elf. The partnership is on hold while one partner is down. So I'm stepping in to share with you something that has come up over and over in our DMs. The good news is my elf, Fitz Julie, is getting better and better, but part of the thing that she's dealing with is she lost her voice, so it makes podcasting ever so challenging. But she's going to beam things out energetically, so you can download that episode anytime, okay? So in the meantime, I'm going to do the talking part of what we had planned to discuss and share with you today, which is something you all inspired, because you've been sharing stories with us about how your psychic gifts are showing up and expanding in sometimes really intentional and longed for ways, sometimes surprising and disarming ways, and sometimes just straight out flat, no, I do not want this kind of ways. What we're going to talk about is not as much the skills, because obviously they're showing up in all kinds of ways, whether it's in dreams or meditations, or sometimes animals are showing up as messengers. Sometimes humans are showing up as messengers. All kinds of ways the other side is breaking through in your conscious, active, earthly life to remind you that One, we're not alone, and you're not operating in this earth world alone. Like, you have all kinds of help from loved ones on the other side to guides on the other side, all kinds of support, right? So, but we don't really know, because people don't really talk about how to talk about it, what you're experiencing, unless you're in really safe company. Like, if you're in the other side guide's tribe, you know that you can share your all kinds of conversations with people and you'll be affirmed. And I had that happen to me, or what's that like? Tell me more. Like, this, it's an open community for sure about how things get shared. But when you're outside, that frequency of safety and exploration and knowing that the other side's real, then what do I do? What do I do when I'm talking to someone and like something shows up? Do I share it? Do I not share it? And how can I do this with grace? And how can I do it without creating fear or ridicule or ostracization? Like, there's all kinds of things that can happen if we don't handle this right. So this is what we're going to talk about today. I'm going to do my best to have an engaging conversation with myself while I continue to miss my companion, my co-host, my beloved elf. So one of the ways, so yeah, obviously we titled this, Are You Embracing or Embarrassed About Your Gifts as They're Unfolding? I would say for people who've been on this path for a while, like, most people are just over it. They're like, I know how to filter. I can play nice with people if I have to. And I just move on when they start bad mouthing, you know, woo-woo people. That's usually the term that, are you all woo-woo, you know, or something. And they don't say it in a good way. And then other people do say it in a good way, and that's always fun. But so what happens is that usually we start sharing our experiences, our expansion, some what would consider our blessings. We start sharing those usually with our inner circle, right? That's where we start. That's where we live. So we share with our inner circle. And specifically, that's the most vulnerable place, right? Because if you get voted off the island, now what do I do? Like, oh my God, my own tribe, my own family. It could be a family of origin, could be a family, you know, that you created. They're not talking to me. Like, they won't talk to me about this, or they don't want to listen to it, or they're denying it, or they're telling me I'm doing devil's work. This is a very popular phrase, that you are doing the devil's work. And I've been told that. I'm sure my elf has been told that many times. And it literally is how people view the world. They're trying to make sense of something. So that's what makes sense for them. Of course, you don't have to take that on. This literally does not have anything to do with you when someone shares an opinion that is so far from your frequency. It kind of just bounces off you. Like, it's so shocking. You're like, what was that? That's crazy talk. Like, and you just have to accommodate. Like, I get that this is fearful for you. You haven't been on my frequency. 10 years ago, I may have been exactly where you are. And so you just create a spaciousness to accommodate the frequency that they are embodying. Like, I get what you just said makes so much sense to you. Thank you for sharing that. Now that you've shared that, I know that I'm not going to share my different frequency. Our frequencies are so different that they're not going to connect. So I'll just dial mine back, create comfort, but I don't have to take that on as though it is true for me. I know it is true for you. I don't have to fight what is. So I can simply just dial mine back and go, oh, thank you for sharing exactly who you are, right? That's how I would choose to do that. As you know, my elf may take a different stance because she moves through the life and through the world in a very different way than I do. So we will have to chat with her about how that shows up. But what's so interesting to me is oftentimes when someone shows up really strong, sort of, you know, you are dangerous, you are bad, when they show up that way, it's literally, it can happen years later, decades later, where those same people will show up asking for your help at a different point in time. And it's so interesting to me when that happens, because when it does, I'm really, first of all, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't burn this bridge when it showed up, right? I'm really glad I tried to stay neutral. I'm not saying I'm always love and light. I do try and, you know, take the highest path available to me in the moment. But, you know, I didn't like torch them or didn't judge them as much as I'm literally searching for a place to be where we can coexist in the same space, even though we don't have to be connected. Like, that's what I'm trying to do. But by doing that, you actually keep the road open, the energetic road open, so that they can return to you should they have a question, should they have an inquiry, should they come to a space in their journey where they're like, you know, I used to trust this person, I know this person, maybe I could ask her this question. I would want to stay open in this way to hold that grace whenever it shows up, whether it's lifetimes from now or 10 months from now or 10 minutes from now, like you just never know. So that's how I think of it. And it's really hard because it can be hurtful when someone judges work that you hold as sacred, that you're like studying and curious about and open-hearted about, and you can just step it down into a neutral space that says, okay, that's where you are. That's fine. We're on different journeys. We don't have to agree on everything. And we can disagree on a lot of things and still be friends. Although I will say, many people, when it comes to the spiritual path, will judge you harshly and not feel safe enough to be with you. So these are just things to consider, options, you know, instead of going directly at them and making them wrong, because that doesn't do any good, right? I mean, you're just, all of a sudden you jumped in the mud with them, right? And that mud being low vibration, right? It's like, I don't have to fight to convince you of my belief system. I've come through this step by step, right? I always say it's a dial, not a switch, to all of a sudden, and you know, oh gosh, I understand how the world works. No, it's like, I figured out to take a step, I figure it out again, right? And they're on their own path. They're figuring out different things that I probably haven't even considered. So like, just, it's a nice place to stay in the space of grace. Now, of course, this is when I'm thinking like it's your inner tribe, people that you know, and it can, you know, take a minute to adjust, but holding that graciousness for later connection is really helpful. But when this comes to your romantic partner, then it gets a little different. And this is often the things I hear about and the things I see about, in many of my readings that I do. So we're going to talk about that when we come back.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
And welcome back. Okay, so let's dive into it. When our spiritual expansion, our curiosity, our support system takes us to moving from what we believed before into believing something else, sometimes the people closest to us don't move with us. They don't understand, they don't have the curiosity, they may be fearful, they may be judging, they may simply be disinterested or expanding in different ways. And, you know, that happens. I like the analogy that relationships go through thick and thin times. Like, you know, thick when you're just intertwined with each other, completely aligned, just firing on all symbols and all cylinders and like moving, you know, as one and, you know, totally connected. And then those thin times where those connection places are few and far between, and you're like, why did we even decide to do this? Like, who are you? You know, so sometimes, but it pulsation, you know, it pulses, it's like a wave. And so sometimes in those thin times, when you get into different sort of currents, different frequencies, different areas of expansion or curiosity, and where you get judged or you start judging, like, what's wrong with you? Why can't you support me in the way that I need? Why can't you be curious about this? How can you not care about this? This means so much to me. These are all kinds of things that happen. Just like someone saying, look, I'm worried about your soul. I think you're doing dangerous things, irresponsible things. This makes no sense to me. And it's not how we started this journey. So you're the one who's blowing things up. Like, these are things I hear about all the time that come up in readings. And so the important thing to remember is that nobody's spiritual journey is the same. No one's. We may share similar experiences. We may share very different experiences that point to the same spiritual truth or to perennial wisdom or something like understanding of how the world works. But everyone gets there their own way, right? So, like, just knowing that and understanding, like, I chose a path, or I chose to respond to an invitation from the universe, from a friend who knows where it came from, that said, I'm going to study tarot, right? Like I shared last week. So what or how does it happen that we who have committed to each other or been together for years or sometimes decades have decided to see the world so differently? So instead of making it about the other person, like they're doing something wrong or they're doing something to offend you or hurt you, even though you may be offended and you may be hurt, those things may be true, but that doesn't mean that what they're saying is intended to do that. Listen for their fear. Listen for their love, because sometimes their fears, I'm afraid for you. You don't have to be afraid for me. I'm studying. I'm learning things to learn how to keep myself safe and to keep myself aligned to my personal principles, right? Or I wouldn't be continuing on this journey. Like, reassure that that person that they trust, who at one point they trusted your judgment, right?
is still here. And you're just taking those principles of how you move through the world in a different direction. You're exploring. And then look also at yourself that is curious or at least willing to take a look and take responsibility for how you may be judging them. How did I make them less than for not taking that class with me or not being curious about my class? Do they need to be curious about your class in order for the class to be meaningful to you? I don't think so. I don't think that's how it works. And yeah, it's really exciting when things start opening up. It's really amazing when you offer someone a message or a reading or an insight from the spiritual world that you get confirmed. It's really like it's life-changing. And says, oh my gosh, that landed. Thank you so much for that confirmation. That means everything to me. And I'm telling you, that for me personally, like that never gets old. It never gets old when I give someone a message and they're like, that happened. I'm like, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that, right? It's just exciting. It's a thrill that never gets old. The world is magic, right? The other side is here all the time. It never gets old. So the fact that someone is not on that journey with you shouldn't matter. You're not doing this for them. You're not leading the path for them. You're doing it for you. You're doing it so that something that inspired you is getting responded to. Like you're taking care of a curiosity, an ignition in your own spirit, in your own instinct, in your own intuition. You're responding to that. You're answering it. And that's enough. And you can have the conversation with your partner that says, okay, this is my journey. It's not yours. And this journey may take me to a different place than we've shared before, but that doesn't mean that it has to separate our journey together. It's just a different part of my journey. I'm still available to you. I'm still connected to you. And we'll just figure out new ways to connect. We do that all the time, right? Whether it's a new restaurant that you love and I hate, like we can negotiate this. So stay connected and make it safe, your expansion safe for them. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't leave the relationship. Of course, you always have that choice. But your spiritual expansion doesn't have to be the foundation for it. Because a spiritual experience is really, it's not that you can't share it. Of course you can share it, but it's not required that the other person be on the exact same path. Because how your spiritual expansion, your spiritual beliefs get expressed in the daily world is through very mundane actions. Operating with grace, operating with forgiveness, operating with kindness, operating with a trust that your angels are with you. Like that all gets expressed through driving the kids to school, like in the most mundane ways. And it's extraordinary, right? It's what makes the mundane sacred. And that's available to you at any moment, whether someone affirms your journey or not. So I just offer that as consideration. And the other thing, like just underlining here, I've already said it, but you should never compare your spiritual journey to anyone, because there's always going to be someone who's further on the journey than you are. And that's okay. Right? It doesn't matter. You're behind someone and you're ahead of someone all the time. That's just life. That's not just for spiritual journeys, but that's just life. And, you know, as my friend Katie always says, you know, compare and despair, right? The comparison keeps you separate from someone. The shame, I'm not as far as you, or the arrogance, I'm better than you. But it separates you from someone instead of creating the ability to connect with them. And the most sacred thing you can do in this human journey is to connect deeply with each other. Right? The spiritual path should be about connection and support and caring. Like that's one of that's the golden rule, right? The golden rule exists in religions all over the world. And so like how compassionate can be, how available am I to connect with others is a foundation of many, many, many spiritual practices all over the globe. So when you compare, you separate. Whether you're doing it up or down the food chain, it's still a separation, and it's not supportive for your own spiritual foundation, for your ability to feel whole and sacred and supported in your school journey. So I just invite like those foundational elements into the conversation of how you partner with someone who isn't on a spiritual expansion right now, and you never know when it might come in. Just like when we talked in the first one, your inner tribe is like, don't do that, you're bad. In case this happens in your personal relationship, also understand that keeping that door, keeping it alive, keeping it, keeping communication authentic, and you know, taking it slow and spacious for each of you to have your own experience. And then as you look to others who are either ahead of you in the journey or behind you, not as much up and down. It's not, the spiritual journey isn't hierarchical, it's just an expansive one. So think about that. All right, I will be right back with more ways to think about how you're embracing or embarrassed about your spiritual gifts.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Welcome back. So in this wrap up, when I think about, you know, expanding into this spiritual domain and thinking about the world in energetic ways and
thinking about guides and angels and crystals and all this vibrational information that's available and support that's available to us, like embracing that. It's one thing to, you know, carry crystals in your pocket. It's another thing to hand them out to everyone you know, like I know some of our listeners do, which I love. But, you know, in this way, that how you hold this spaciousness and expansion yourself will affect how other people respond to you. So if you're embarrassed, people will pick up on that frequency. They will pick up on that vibration. So I just want to remind you of that. And I think back to the days when I was an employee of Procter & Gamble, and very few people knew that I did readings. But the people that knew, they all knew each other, right? Because they, if, you know, frequency, right? They're attracted to each other. So they find each other, they hang out, and then they pass my name around, right, in that way. And at one point, somebody, I was with a group, it was a team that was leading a whole group through a training session. And the final day, we were doing this big presentation out, you know, facilitating a presentation with the people who came through the workshop, and we were presenting something out to leadership. And I was kind of looking around the room for one specific leader who should have been there, like who had people in, who went through the workshop with us. And I pulled over one of the participants and I said, hey, you know, I noticed your leader's not here for the morning session. You know, is she coming? And she's like, no, she's not coming. And I said, oh, okay. I'm sure there was a conflict. She's like, no, she won't come when you're there. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, well, she goes, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but she doesn't want to be in the same room with you. I'm like, whoa, that's super intense. Like, I didn't say that part out loud, but in my mind, I'm like, wow, that's super intense. That is obviously completely 100% her choice. It's probably the best, absolute best choice for her that's available to her if she's nervous. But I'm thinking, wow, there is no way that I am, you know, like, first of all, I'm not running the session. I facilitate it during the week. I'm doing, you know, introducing people along the way, but it's not like I am all powerful and in control. Like, I don't know what she thought. My head was going to spin around. Like, I don't even know what was going to happen. But she literally took herself out of a leadership presentation because I was in a room of probably, I don't know, maybe 50, 60 people. It was unbelievable to me. And obviously this was many years ago and I still remember it. Like, that's a lot of fear. That is just a whole lot of fear. And it really made me sad because she was not in the inner circle. She obviously knows people who I know that, you know, knew about my readings in some way. I don't know how much this participant knew because we never discussed it. It would have been, I wasn't interested in having that conversation in the moment. This was my first like, ooh, okay, people know about this. But my point is, like, I didn't know enough to be embarrassed because I didn't think anyone knew about this, but I didn't also hide it. I wasn't throwing it in people's faces, but I didn't hide it that, you know, I do these readings and da da da. But it got out and people will edit themselves out, which is completely fine. Like, you have to let people make their choices. Now, on the other hand, I did have someone once call me and say, hey, I was wondering if you are coming to this party that they were holding because I hadn't RSVP'd. I didn't know it was actually an RSVP thing. And I don't think it was. Like, I don't think the invite or the email that went out had the RSVP. And I said, yeah, I was planning on coming. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was supposed to respond. And she said, oh, not everyone has to respond, but there's someone on the list who was invited, but she didn't want to come if you were coming. I'm like, oh my God. I'm telling these like within a few minutes of each other, but they were years apart. Okay. So like, it's not like it happens all the time, but it does happen. And you know, when this happens, it's okay. And you can tell people, you know, whatever you would want to tell them. I did say, I'm not bringing my cards. I'm not doing readings. I promise not to, you know, look at her side eye or something, you know, whatever. I don't know what she thought I was going to do. But, you know, and I won't speak to her if you want to invite her to this event. Like, it's not a problem. I will make myself scarce. If, of course, she never showed, right? Because people have their experiences. But how you hold it
also, like, I don't hold that as I'm doing something wrong or people hate me. If they hate me, they pretty much have to tell me. Otherwise, I just assume people are more consumed about what's going on in their life than me. And, you know, they're making their choices for them. Like, that's sort of my default. I encourage you to embrace that because it saves me a lot of energy along the way. But this whole thing about what people will think, you can't do anything about that. The only thing you can do is double down on what you know to be true. Like, I know I would never do a drive-by reading for really anyone, right? That's just not how it works. I know that I would never force what I believe on someone. Like, this is what I know. And that doesn't mean people are going to be comfortable, but it's not your job to make people comfortable. It's what your job is to know where your boundaries are, where your limits are, and how you successfully navigate your spiritual expansion. So that's what I want to say about that. The only other thing I'd say is when your gifts are new, when you're expanding into territory, like, this doesn't always happen, but it's happening, I can access it more, like whether it's giving messages or having insights or whatever it is. If it's a new gift, don't be out in the world with it in a way that keeps you at risk or puts you at risk or could energetically exhaust you. So this is what I'm talking about. Not like someone's gonna, insult you or something, but more like energetically, you don't want to exhaust yourself. So do it in a way that is very exigent, very efficient. Do practice your new gifts diligently. Like, it's not unusual to have to do 100 healing sessions before you understand how your new healing technique works. It's not unusual to, when you've studied mediumship with someone, to do a year-long apprentice practice, right? That's how much we cultivate and create confidence and dependable results that we have confidence in our ability. It's not the other side that we're testing, right? It's us. Like, am I trusting? So that, just be mindful of tender new gifts, to take care of them diligently and with devotion and care, and create your own connection. Because when you go out into the world, people don't understand how to be careful with these kind of gifts. And some people will be, and they will support you and celebrate you, and some people really will not be. And you don't want to set yourself up in that way. So please be gentle, be conscientious, be devoted to your own practices, and know that how other people respond is completely up to them. Take care of your own house first. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I'm sure my elf will weigh in and have many insightful things and incredible stories to share. Hopefully. Probably not, because no one would uninvite Julie to a party. So that's what I know. All right. So thank you for listening. I hope this helped. And remember, our school is hard without the other side, and tending to your gifts. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides, or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.